Thank you so much for joining us, Emma.
Hi, thanks for having me on.
My pleasure. Now, Chuck Schumer has called out Trump for not testifying himself or allowing all those around him to come and testify under oath. Is this his kind of response to try and appear innocent?
Yeah, look, I think it's a really good tactic by the Democrats. I mean, part of the reason they've done this is because the Republicans and Trump have been calling for the whistleblower to testify publicly, the original whistleblower that kind of brought all of this to light. And their response has been, well, you know, actually the person who started all this is the President of the United States, so he should testify. Now, Trump, as you said, Trump has said he's interested in the idea and may be responding in writing, but also exactly as you said, you know, Trump is often, or he's prone to saying the quiet parts out loud and incriminating himself in these kind of situations, which is precisely why his aides, his staff and people around him didn't want him to be interviewed by Robert Mueller during the Russia investigation and why he responded in writing to that, which is also now under investigation because, you know, he potentially lied in that witness statement. So while Trump says he's interested, I would be very surprised if his aides and the people around him are supportive of that idea, because I think, you know, there are some very smart political operatives on this intelligence committee, and to have Trump in front of them, I think, you know, that would be an absolute dream for those investigators, for those congresspeople. I don't know that it would go that well for Trump.
Absolutely. I think there's a lot of people kind of behind him doing the motion of their hand waving across their neck and like, cut the line, cut the yep. line. So are this week's hearings part of the official impeachment inquiry?
They are, yeah. So the House Intelligence Committee, which is a very powerful committee, is holding these impeachment investigations with a view to drawing up articles of impeachment. So they will collect as much evidence as they can. Originally, they said they'd like to be done by December, but I suspect it will go on for a fair bit longer than that, just because, you know, they're calling so many witnesses, and as those witnesses testify, as much more information comes to light, which the committee will then want to follow up before they draw up those articles of impeachment, which go to the full House of Congress. Sorry, House of Representatives.
Of course, of course. Now, do you think any of the people testifying defend the White House's official position?
Look, a lot of the people who are being called as witnesses are Trump supporters. So, for example, Gordon Sondland, who was their U.S. ambassador to the European Union, was a Trump appointee. He donated like $1 million to Trump's inauguration fund. So these are Trump supporters. And, you know, it's kind of interesting watching some of them decide, I guess, whether they're going to stay all in with Trump or whether they're going to, I guess, try and save themselves. And Gordon Sondland, this ambassador, is in that position because it's recently come to light. He testified behind closed doors, so he testified in a closed committee and has since amended his testimony. He's remembered a phone call that he had with the president, and he's testifying publicly in the next couple of days. So I think it will be really interesting to see if he continues to support Trump to try and defend the president and to try and defend their actions, or if he turns more to trying, I guess, to kind of save himself from the same fate as other Trump supporters like Paul Manafort, who have actually gone to jail for lying for the president.
Yeah, it's really interesting how many people we're looking at who support Donald Trump that have ended up kind of with blood on their hands in some sense of the phrase, and others kind of on his actual committees who are either accused of crimes or actually have done crimes. Now, last but certainly not least, I'm sure we've asked this every time and, you know, starting to kind of sound like a broken record and it's hard, but could this really be the final nail in the coffin this time around for Trump's presidency?
Look, I wouldn't want to predict that, I don't think. I don't think the lay of the land has changed that much in that, you know, impeachment will probably go through the lower house, through the House of Representatives. But at the moment, it doesn't look like Trump would actually be impeached or removed from office by a trial in the Senate. What I think it might affect is the 2020 election. So the base, Trump's base will keep supporting him. You know, we know not much is going to shift there. But the rest of the electoral landscape does seem to be shifting. So we had a couple of state-based elections over the last week or two, and places like Kentucky, which is, you know, considered kind of deep red Republican state, elected a Democratic governor in a place where Trump had campaigned and had said specifically, this is about me, this is about impeachment of my presidency and Republicans supporting my presidency. And the Republicans lost that election. So that, I think, is possibly an indicator of things to come. But having said that, November 2020 is an awfully long way away.
It is. I originally, when looking at, like, seeing all the posts from the Democratic candidates, I thought it was a lot closer. But, you know, you got to get the hard yards in early. Well, thank you so much for joining us, Emma. It's been great having you on the show.
That's my pleasure. Thanks for having me.
My pleasure.